From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,091st consecutive performance of the world's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Jim Reeves.
All your loves have ended, when all your friends have flown, who'll be around to want you when all your loves have gone? Only a fool would do it after the way you've done. But how many fools would have you? I know one. This fool keeps asking why he fell in love at all. But you might need this fool around in case you fall. After the party's over, you need a place to run. If you'll take a fool who loves you, I know one. You never know, you might be lonely when all your loves have missed. It wouldn't hurt to keep an extra fool on your list. After your heart's been broken, it needs a place to run. If you'll take a fool who loves you, I know one. Yes, I know one. I know one.
Our star, Jim Reeves, and all the Blue Boys are one of Jim's big record hits, I Know One. Well, welcome, Jim, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a pleasure to see you, boy.
Thank you, Grant. It's a pleasure to be here, too.
Say, I understand you got a great show lined up for us tonight, just loaded with Opry notables like Miss June Carter and Archie Campbell and Floyd Kramer, Chet Atkins, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Poggers. And featuring as your guest that young lady who just recently joined the Opry, the girl with the great big voice, Miss Patsy Cline.
Patsy, yes, sir. Well, that's right, Grant, and we're real pleased and happy to have Patsy Cline with us. She'll be along in just a few minutes to sing one of her great songs for us. But right now, it's time for a little comedy, and I don't know anyone who can do a better job of supplying that comedy than our next entertainer. Here's Archie Campbell. Archie, boy.
See it, Jim. How are you, buddy?
Fine, Archie. Fine. Glad to see you.
You are looking at a man that'll be rich most any day now. Howdy,
is,
boys.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. I've invented a lipstick with glue in it.
A lipstick with glue in it?
Yes, sir.
And what's going to make that sell, I wonder?
Brother, when you kiss one now, she'll stick with you.
Well, say, does your wife know about this invention?
Does my wife know about it? That's how I got stuck with her in the first place.
Oh, I see. Is your wife a pretty girl?
Is she pretty?
Yeah, is she pretty?
Well, yes and no. Mostly no.
Mostly.
But I will say one thing. She won a beauty contest last week.
Well, say now, that's pretty good, winning a beauty contest. That's good.
Yeah, of course, this was for mules.
For mules.
I'll be perfectly honest with you, Jim. Them girls up home are so ugly. Last winter, we had a beauty contest up there, and everybody lost.
Everybody. Nobody won.
Now, Jim, you take my wife, and you can take her, too, if you...
Oh, thank you.
But she's got a mouth like a rosebud.
A rosebud?
Yes, sir. It opened the day she was born, and it ain't closed since. Oh. I mean, she did do one thing, though, that helped her looks. You know, a lot of women do this. She used this mud pack, you know, where they pack mud on their face.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and it helped her looks, too.
It did.
Yeah, sure
supposed
did.
To.
And then she took that mud off, and there's that face again.
Say, Arch, you know what the preacher said when you got married, don't you?
What was it he said? He said a lot of things he oughtn't have said.
He said, do you take this woman for better or worse?
Yeah, I remember that, but, brother, she's worse than I took her for.
What?
All the time complaining. I ain't got nothing to wear. I'll swear that's the only woman I know of and ain't got nothing to wear and has to have four closets to keep it in.
Art, you ought to be good to her.
I am good to her. I'm too good to her. Matter of fact, I got arrested last week for being too good to my wife.
Now, that's impossible. You can't get arrested for being
too
good to
your
wife.
I'll swear, so help me, they arrested me for rocking her to sleep.
Now, how can they arrest you for rocking your wife to sleep?
They said the rocks I used was a little too big. And the judge fined me $10 for just being honest.
Now, wait a minute. No judge is going to fine you for telling the truth.
Well,
being
he
honest.
Sure did. He looked at me and he says, "Remember here, Art," said, "anything you say will be held against you." And I said, "Marilyn Monroe."
That was a very good choice. Say, I could help you out a bit if I thought you really liked me.
Thank you. Well, sure. That? Well, yeah, I like you. Well, Jim, you're one of my favorite people. I'll tell you the truth, Jim. I'd do anything for you. If I had two cars...
Yeah?
I'd give you one of them.
Would you really?
If I had two horses...
Yeah?
I'd give you one of them.
Good.
If I had two blondes...
Yeah, yeah.
I'd give you another horse.
Oh, well, that's that.
I appreciate it if you could help me out, though.
I can tell you how you can get along with your wife, I'll guarantee you.
I wish you would. I can't get along with her to save my life.
Well, you just do like I do, Arch.
How's
go
that?
Home in the evening.
Yeah.
Take her a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
Meet her at the door and hug her real nice.
Yeah.
Give her a great big kiss.
Yeah.
Why don't you try that?
I believe I will. Where is your wife?
Thank you, Archie. As usual, you were in great form tonight. Now, Jim, seeing how you're the star of the show,
yes.
How about introduce our next entertainer?
Well, it's a pleasure, folks. As we mentioned before, this young lady has just recently joined the Opry, but in short time, she's made a lot of friends. So let's bring her on with a great big hand. Here is Miss Patsy Cline, friend. Patsy. Patsy, honey, it's real nice to have you with us and be our guest tonight.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's always a pleasure to work with an entertainer like you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Now tell us what you'd like to sing.
One of my latest records, a number called There He Goes. There he goes. He's walking away. Each step he takes brings heartaches my way. She won his heart, I lost him some way. He's walking away. There he goes. If I hadn't cheated and I had lied, I'd be the one walking by his side. I love him still, and I guess that it shows. He's walking away.
Jim, you seem to be laboring over something there. What's it all about?
Well, Grant, I was trying to figure out something to say about Prince Albert smoking tobacco, but I can't get it to rhyme with Labor Day. I was figuring on saying something about Prince Albert and this big weekend.
Oh, shucks, Jim, you don't need to do that. Why don't you just say PA? That rhymes with Labor Day.
Grant, you are a winner. I'm surprised myself for not thinking of that. especially when more folks every day say PA when they want cool, perfect smoking satisfaction.
Perfect smoking satisaction is right, Jim, because PA's got the perfect flavor and taste that smoking men prefer, and that's true in pipe or making cigarettes. Now, roll your own men know how PA rolls so easy, doesn't spill, and smokes cool and easy.
Yes, indeed. The mild and mellow flavor of Prince Albert gives you a cool, tasty, satisfying smoke every time.
The proof is in the puffin', we always say, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Nothing in the world like a little square dancing to get the kinks out of your bones. So if you're a mind to, grab a partner and join in the fun while Tommy Jackson and the Stony Mountain Poggers lead the way to the tune of Old Joe Clark. Tommy and dancers, that was fine. Thank you.
And coming from you, Jim, that's quite a compliment, because I understand that you used to tuck a fiddle under your chin and play the fire out of a breakdown, didn't you?
Well, let's say I played a little, Grant, and just let it go at that, okay?
Well, whatever you did to a breakdown, Jim, I know that you sing a great secret song, so how about letting the listeners hear you do one that I think is real great, our star neighbors, with the wonderful old sacred number, I'll Fly Away.
Just a few more weary days and then I'll
fly away,
to a land where joys will never end.
Now then, there's just a whole lot of talk in the music world about what we call the sound of the opera. And one of the great contributors to that sound is one of the country's outstanding guitar players. Here he is, Chet Atkins, and the old-timer Peanut Vendor.
Thank you.
Jed Atkins, that was wonderful. Thank you. Now, a minute ago, I spoke about the musical sound of the Opry. Well, there's another sound that's part of the Opry that's dear to the hearts of listeners all over the country. It's the voice of the sweetheart of the Opry, Miss June Carter.
Jim, thank you just a whole lot. You know, Archie,
yes.
I was listening to that old Jim Reeves singing. Boy, he really sings,
sings
don't he?
Sings a mean song, don't he?
Boy, when he sings, the words just roll out.
Oh, wait just a minute. When I sing, the words just roll out, too.
I know, but his teeth stay in.
What? That's smart at it. My teeth stay in, too.
In a glass of water all night long. We're going to sing tonight, me and Archie. We're going to sing a little song and do some of the old-fashioned poems like we used to do in school. Give me a chord, please.
Me, 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 me.
Me too.
Ready?
How many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat? 49 a ham of meat this morning, this evening, right now. In she come and down she sought, and laid her egg and up she got. How many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat? 49 and a ham of meat this morning, this evening, right now.
Hold it. Spring has sprung and fall has fell. Summer's here and it's hotter than it was this time last year.
How many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat? 49 and a ham of meat this morning, this evening, right now. The boy stood on the burning deck. His bags was packed for Jerusalem. He slipped and fell on an inner pill, and he busted his alamagusalem. How many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat? 49 and a ham of meat this morning, this evening, right now. I went out to milk the old cow one day. With my stool and my bucket and my fork full of hay. I flung down my bucket and I flopped on my stool. I said, be still, bossy, you stubborn old fool. Be still now, bossy, quit jumping around. I've been out all night just a sneaking around. She looked sympathetic with her eyes big and brown. And said, just hang on and I'll jump up and down.
How many biscuits can you eat this evening?
Right now. Hi there, everybody. This is Ernest Tubb with a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Old proof is in the puffin' and puffin' and the puffin'. MPA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Old proof is in the puffin', and the puffin', and the puffin'. MPA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And making men, being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And like I sang, the proof is in the puffin'. PA proves right off that it has mild and mellow flavor. So roll your next cigarette with Prince Albert.
Well, it's time once again, and here with another of her great records is Miss Patsy Cline. It's Crazy Dream. Here's Patsy.
I had a dream last night that I held you, and you still seemed as handsome to me. But when just another crazy dream for me. Crazy dreams linger on as I face an empty dawn with no end. Just another crazy dream for me. Once you were mine and we were so happy, I never thought that the end soon would be. But it's just another crazy dream for me. Crazy dreams linger on as I face an empty dawn with no end to it all. Can I see? For I've surely reached the end, lost your love to a friend. Just another crazy dream for me.
Thank you very much, Patsy Cline, and thanks so much for being here with us tonight. You're a great entertainer. Now, Grant, introduce our next guest, please, sir.
Certainly be glad to, James. Here he is, that great pianist, as they say in the music halls, and composer, Floyd Kramer, one he just recorded, Last Date. Floyd? Floyd Kramer, mighty fine. Thanks so much. But now, Jim, our time is running short, and how about that last great number from you? Here he is, our star, folks, with another of his great records, I'm Getting Better.
I walk by the river where we sail. Thought of your kisses and didn't even cry. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I talked with ask about you. I managed to tell him with just a tear or two, I'm getting better. I was standing too close to the flame, but it doesn't hurt so much to hear your name. I think I'll make it.
But before we go, I'd like to say how nice it's been having all of you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. And I want to extend an invitation for you to listen next week when Ferlin Husky will be running the show with pretty little Margie Bowes along as guest. Till then, this would be Jim Reeves saying thank you, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now but enjoying it less? Then you should change to Camels. Have a Camel cigarette. So have a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you are smoking more now but enjoying it less, change to Camel. Get complete smoking satisfaction each and every time you light up. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
So have a real cigarette. Have a Camel cigarette.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.